Welcome to this Black Girl Podcast. I am your girl, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola without the H on Instagram. And I am joined yet again by my lovely mister.
Hello, hello.
And we're going to be talking about, I don't even want to call it a documentary. It almost feels like a mockumentary.
But, I mean, I guess it's like a nonfiction movie because it's based on true events.
Okay, yeah, based on true events. All I have to say is you guys know this is a platform and a show that tries to keep it a buck, at least with our opinions. And we usually tend to promote, feminine empowerment, people empowerment in general. But yo, a spade is a spade is a spade, and women have let me down with this like, hard. Like,
I seriously,
there can never be an argument being like, oh, well, women are smarter than men or women are better than men for X. No, no, no. And I feel like I'm surprised this rhetoric hasn't been on Red Pill podcasts yet and on the Men with Mics yet, because this fuels them full of ammo.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Full of fucking ammo. So we're going to be talking about Netflix's recent release called The Tinder Swindler.
Yeah, we kind of flopped into it after watching a much better film.
Bro, we didn't even mean to find it. We found it by accident.
Yeah, and it was funny because we were watching this movie. I don't know, like 4 out of 10. I feel like we were bored most of the way through it until the end where we got mad. And we got mad at like not what the movie wanted us to get mad at. We were just getting mad at other shit.
And like, and here's the thing. I feel conflicted because like, as a woman, I don't like hearing, you know, problematic shit happen to other women. Like, I don't take pride and I don't rejoice in it. But at other times, like, I hear the circumstances of how they were in the situation. And I'm just like, bruh, are you stupid or are you dumb? Like, which one is it? Because the synopsis. Let me give you all the synopsis because I'm bitching and you guys have no context, okay? I'm sorry. The movie, mockumentary based on a true story, whatever, is a story of women who meet some millionaire, billionaire, heir, prince. He's not a prince, but some extremely wealthy.
He calls himself a prince.
Yeah, the diamond prince or whatever. Whatever
because
title.
Because he's basically like under a spoiler alert false identity saying that he's the son of the king of diamonds, the head of some big diamond firm.
Right.
And so he's naturally the prince.
Right, right. So he's the heir to a very lucrative business. It gives very Nigerian prince, gives, you know, like, you know those old email scams, like that's what it gives. But the guy, I will give him credit, like he definitely brings it up a notch, because like he has photos, he has Instagram accounts showing him, you know, luxurious trips.
He's got two associates with him knowingly upholding the lie.
Yes,
like, 100%.
Like it's a very well crafted, really nicely well done lie.
And that, yes, like, he's got a good scam going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and the thing that has me shook the house down boots, okay? Which, like, and it irks me because this is like, I feel like, I don't want to say I fight against these principles, but like when I hear the principles of, oh, all women want are money and all they care about is money and they don't do this and blah, 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 and they'll do anything for your money. And I'm like, no, women aren't like this.
But women then, aren't that shallow.
Yeah, women aren't that shallow. But then proceeding to like, this man will say, hey, do you want to go out for dinner? Or do you want to go with me somewhere on my private jet? And I'm like, and they're like, yeah.
So,
and I'm like, what? What?
So to put some extra clarity, so this guy, part of his scam is he matches with you on Tinder. He says, oh, you're cute. Let's meet up. You go for some date at a hotel that he claims to be staying at.
Yeah, like a five-star hotel.
He's always there just about to leave on business, so you need to do things fast. So yes. You go, you have one date with him, and then afterwards he's like, hey, do you want to fly out with me? And of course, every girl that ends up being a victim says yes. And that's a smart move on his part, because it's like, bro, the girls who say no, not scam worthy, not good scam marks. The girls,
they're too fucking smart, bro.
The girls who get blinded by the money, the same way that, like, we were saying we're disappointed in women, because the thing is supposed to be that, like, men, when they see a pretty girl, brain off.
Yes.
Brain off, doesn't matter what's going on, complete suckers, can get totally suckered in. Turns out for these girls, as soon as they see some stacks of cash, brain off. Total has no idea what's going on. Literally, her friends are telling her that you're gonna get abducted, and like, yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah, correct.
Like, you're so lucky that it wasn't human trafficking and it was literally just a financial scam, because like, bro, the fact that these women are just like, yeah, I'll drop whatever I'm doing and go on a flight with a stranger is mind fucking boggling.
Yeah,
like, I don't care how much money he has. Like, I was shocked. There's
no amount of money a man who has known you for 2 or 3 hours could have for you to jump on a plane with him.
Yes, like, this is what I'm trying.
Apparently,
to
that's
say.
Not true for a lot of these women, though.
Girl, apparently not. Apparently not. So these girls are going on trips or whatever immediately with him. And they're like, oh, it's so magical. He's so caring. He's so attentive. He's so this. And then he leaves them off, okay? Leaves them wanting more, being like, when am I going to see you again? He says, oh, I'm just handling business. I'll get back to you in a week. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I just need to handle
good.
These meetings.
Don't worry about
and
it.
And then all of a sudden, enemies. Not a specific enemy. This is the thing that kills me. This is the one that gives the Nigerian prince scam. Enemies are after me. And
literally just becomes the shitty plot of like a B movie. Like, yes, rich, like, man, people want to fight him for some reason.
Being investigated.
Oh my gosh. And that's the wild part is too. That's the wild part too, is the part where they jump on the plane with him is the small ask.
Yeah.
Like, every part after that just gets wilder and wilder of you being like, why do you think this man is real?
Bro, like, it's wild because like, he then says like something happened, some enemies are after him, he has to be incognito, he can't use
his
father
is being investigated, blah blah blah, but it always leads to, like you said, money is closed off, bank accounts are gone, whatever. So I need you to go out and take a small loan of $25,000,
bro. $10,000 first, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. I was sick when this one woman said that she lent this alleged boyfriend, because apparently they were talking long enough within 30 days to be in an exclusive relationship.
Whoa.
That she was shopping for apartments, okay? She lent
the man
him
within
a quarter of $1 million in loans. Like, I'm sick just talking about
and
it.
And again, can you imagine putting yourself in a situation where you meet a man on Tinder? Okay, you fly out with him, completely vulnerable.
Yeah.
Within a month's time, you're talking about moving in together. You're loaning him hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't understand how any human gets to this point. It seems
wild.
Crazy.
Wild. And they have this assumption that like, oh, well, he's rich. He says he's going to pay me back. He should have the money.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And it's not like they ask him to get $25,000. It's like, oh, can you loan me $25,000? Okay. And then they're like, okay, when can I get the money back? Oh, I don't know when, blah, blah, blah. But can you get me more money? And they rack it up to 10K.
Yeah, like,
so
that's
it's
the
not,
wild
it's,
part.
It, like, so they're trusting this man multiple times with multiple loans that they're taking out. And at no point are they like, oh, I can't afford this. And
ridiculous, man.
And honestly, this is one of the things we were laughing about at the end. I don't know much about these women. I feel bad for these women. They are victims. It's important to note that even though we don't understand their mindset, they were victimized, they were taken advantage of, they were acting naive, but they were taken advantage of for that fact. But one of these women at the end was saying, oh, I work in high-end fashion realty. And it's like, oh, that's the answer. Because you're a white woman who doesn't want to be embarrassed by the fact that she can't just produce money.
I don't know. Like, it's just... The whole situation is just so, so incredible. Like,
perplexing.
Baffles me, okay? And the thing that has me so shook and, like, surprised is, like, we live in a world of social media where we know, like, things can be faked, you know? There are scams all over. I have a scammer in my inbox right now asking me if I want to do Bitcoin trading, okay? She's ready, primed to finesse me, okay? Do you think I'm answering that message? No. But it's like, I'm at a loss of words, to be honest, because it's just like, to get yourself in that much debt.
Yeah, to put yourself that much in harm's way. Like, for someone you met a month ago.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, to go into, like, it's one thing to go into debt for yourself. Like, we already know there's the mindset of keeping up with the Joneses. And, you know, somebody has this, so you want to have that. And you want to, you know, keep up the appearances and look nice. Like, I understand falling into that trap. But that's not even... it's not even for you. Like, he's not even saying, can I borrow this money so we can pay for our apartment? He's asking for the money to hold him off while he's paying for business meals and hotels, only to find out that when he's asking for that money, it's because he's taking another woman out. So he'll meet woman A, sweep her off her feet, fly her somewhere, send her back, and then go on dates with woman B, and then turn around and ask woman A for the money to pay for dates for woman B. And then drop off woman B, go pick up woman C, and ask woman B for the money pay for those dates. Like, it's wild.
And here's one of the wild jokes about this situation, too. They straight up look, oh, why didn't you turn to the police? The police straight up tell him, he's too rich for us to arrest. Like, more like they're basically saying, like, hey, we don't have the resources to go gallivant around Europe and catch this guy.
Well, because he's always moving. That's the problem. Like, he's always moving. He has assumed three identities over the film.
Well, here's the joke, because at the end of the film, the guy gets a slap on the wrist anyway. He goes to prison for 5 months, and then nothing happens to him. He's literally right back on Instagram, and Maserati's dating some model. Like, it's...
disgusting. It's, no. Apparently, Tinder kicked him off.
Tinder kicked him off, but yeah. He was still on Instagram dating some model right after the movie.
Yeah, like, I know, but they were saying he was still on dating sites.
Yeah, that is true. That did change.
He was still back on Tinder. So, but you're getting ahead of the story, man. You're a spoiler.
Okay, I guess so. I mean, whatever. we didn't give spoiler warnings at the start, but honestly, there's like, I don't know, man. This movie, put it on the background while you like browse like TikTok or something. Like,
as he's been using Tinder to attract these women, and if you see the women, they're all the same. They're all like,
yeah,
young, white, well, not even young, it's late 20-ish, early 30-ish looking white women, usually blonde, sometimes brunettes, and they all fall for the same ruse. And like,
they all fall for the same ruse. And the one that really makes me shake my head was, there was one woman who literally wasn't even sleeping with the man. It was just like, oh, we're friends.
We're friends, yeah.
We're friends. She still takes out the loans for him.
Bro, and then $10,000, talking about how it's going to ruin her. And she still does it anyway.
The joke about it is, at the start of the film, she's talking about how, oh, I'm an independent. Oh, I'm independent. I'm whatever. I want to be an independent person. And it's like, bro, as soon as a man comes in your life, not even for you to date, it's just like... oh, okay, I'm going to throw a bunch of money at him. Oh, okay, we're going to get an apartment together. Oh, whatever, whatever, whatever. It's like, where all this independence go?
But my whole thing is, like, we live in a world where, you know, women are easily criticized for, you know, oh, you're with a man for their money, you know, so-and-so. Have certain qualms or have certain questions about them or whatever. My whole thing is, like, where was the time taken to get to know this man, to really properly vet him? Like, I feel like some of these girls just did like a Google search and was like, oh, he has an Instagram account. There, he's a real person. He's a real boy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild how much just holding a fat stack of cash will make people believe you. Like, yeah. that's what I learned from this. Because, like, woof. Or either that or straight up, these girls need to admit to themselves that they're way more gold digging than they think they are. Because well, it honestly feels like a lot part. Of these girls were just enamored by the money. And they were just like, oh my gosh, I'm still making good money at a realtor store in high fashion. But oh my God, they want to buy an apartment with me. And it's like, okay, but wait.
But here's the thing. Like, and here's the flip side. I don't want to say like, he shouldn't, like a rich or wealthy person shouldn't be dating somebody of middle, upper middle class, or who has a more basic job. They should be dating a fellow heiress like them. But my whole thing is, it doesn't matter who the person is, whether they're extremely wealthy or, you know, they ask for change on the corner. Vet the person before you do something as foolish as, okay, first of all, as getting on a plane with them. Like, bro. People that are talking about getting flued out, like, no shade to y'all, but I high-key judge y'all when you're talking about, oh, this guy flew me out. Like, it better be after you actually spoke with him, got to know him, can properly vet bro. Him before you get... Because I hear stories on TikTok all the time of people getting stranded at airports and left because of dates gone wrong. And I'm like,
I'm a giant strong man, and I would never go on an airplane like that. I'm sorry. Like,
I'm telling you, when we first started dating, if you came to me and you're like, oh, I really like you, you're really cool, like, let's go on a trip, I'd be like, a trip where? To kill me? Like, no thank you, sir.
Red Lobster or nothing.
Yeah, not even Red Lobster, Canyon Creek, purr. But still, like, what? You're mad. You're mad. I would think that you're mad. I think you're trying to kill me.
Yeah, and he kind of was. But that's one of the things that's crazy to me about this story, too, is just, like, I'm sorry. Like, how naive... This is the thing that's so unbelievable to me. Like, how... And I can only understand this if you're, like, profoundly privileged. Like, how do you put yourself in a situation where you've gone from being, like, pretty well settled? Because let's be honest. Yeah. The ability to just go get $25,000 is not available to everybody right now.
Bro,
so these are people who are not poor off in the first place. They're doing fine. If they actually had a crisis, they could get the money and they could be fine.
Right.
But they make themselves totally dependent on this man. Because when they give him the loan's to him. So they're waiting on him to get the money back. They literally go from being fine to being totally in the hole and totally dependent on this man. Right. And I just don't understand how you look at the situation. You're like, oh yeah, this is fine. It's totally fine that I'm just going to 100% be like totally susceptible to the whims of this guy. If he doesn't send me money, I'm fucked.
And we've talked about this. We've always talked, just even with friends in general, in terms of lending money, like, don't lend out money you can't afford to see back.
Yeah, you gotta trust your friend a whole hell of a lot. You gotta have years of backup before you start sending out money and you expect to get back real quick.
Right.
Because... Now, I've got some friends like that, but I can tell you this too. When they loan me money, I tell them when they get it back, and they get it back on that day.
Right, and I'm the same too. Like, I've had to borrow money from friends. I make sure I always get it back.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you loaned me money once and I hated it. I hated myself. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. This guy, I mean, just learning donging. I already owe him money. Like, I felt worthless, okay? I felt worthless. And I made sure I ran you back your coin immediately because I'm not trying to be perceived as that kind of person. But like, 25,000. When I heard the one girl got $130,000 in loans, bro, like, I was shook. Like, that's some people's income times four, and you rack that up in, like, what, a month and a half, a few weeks?
Bro, but that's what I mean. Like, the ability to get a whole school scholarship's worth of money in literally a month, no flat.
But, like, the wild thing about it is, like, she has creditors down her back. People don't realize what happens when there is fraud on your account. Even if the person, like, in this situation, obviously the person misled them and they were, you know, it's not like they were hacked or anything or whatever. But, like, when there's fraud on somebody's account, at least I can speak on Canadian credit, if somebody uses your name and takes out money in your name, the creditors don't care. Well, that I mean, it's fake. Like, well,
in this situation, it'd be even harder, right? Because they took it out in their name.
No, but
like,
this
they were of sound mind when they took out the money.
I know, but this is what I'm trying to say is, like, the creditors on the end loaning out the money, like, they don't care that it was faked. They don't care that you were doing it under duress. They don't care that you were helping a friend who scammed you. It's under your name. You owe them the money, period. That's the way they see it. Game over. It's done. Like, sometimes they're willing to work with you if you have a police report to back up the fact that, like, there was a fraud or scam or what have you. But 9 times out of 10, like, you're on the hook for this shit and your credit is in the shitter. Like, you're done. You're done. Done dead off. Like, you know, so it's just like, just hearing that much, not owing that much money, $113,000 and you don't even have a scholarship to prove, like, you don't have a BA,
you don't get anything out of it,
PhD to show for it. Jeez!
That's how these things work, right? Like, I remember reading a thing where they're talking about these, like, Nigerian email scams, and people are like, oh, who would fall for these? They're written in, like, broken English or whatever. But here's the thing, they do it on purpose because they know that if, like, that kind of thing turns you away, then
You're not the mark that they want.
And they're going to put effort into you, and then it's going to get a little too scuzzy, and then you're going to go, oh, I don't know about this, and then you're gone.
Well, like, my whole thing is, like, okay, because you brought up a good point about the sussiness of it all. My whole thing is, like,
he starts with the sussiness at the very start.
Right, so I'm like, if you see certain red, like, how... And I don't, okay, and this is the thing, I feel bad even bringing it up because I hate dragging people, like, people, you know, people want to be in relationships for various different reasons, you know, and I don't judge anybody for being in a relationship. Hopefully it's not something that's toxic or abusive, you know, like, I support positivity, but, like, what kind of desperation do you have to be to hold on to something that's just so... sus.
Yeah.
Like, so sus. Like, I just, that to me just, like, has me so, I'm still scratching my head confused about the whole thing. Like,
can I tell you the thing I'm still scratching my head at?
Yeah.
So at some point in this video, or in this documentary, some of the girls that got scammed, because, like, let's be fair to them, the police were doing nothing.
Yeah, police were trash.
The police were absolutely doing nothing. Whatever, trash. They decide, hey, we're gonna try to get back at this guy ourselves. So they end up doing a thing because this guy's desperate. Sting. They end up doing a sting. This guy's desperate for money. A lot of his marks are starting to figure out who this guy is and passing it around. Mostly because, like, the news is just getting out there. It's getting covered. It's becoming a viral story.
Right.
He's been
scamming people.
People are starting to figure it out. They're connecting the dots. So they go. This guy's been buying all this designer clothing because, you know, he's got money and he wants to show it off. So, like, okay, good job. Bro, this woman scams him out of all of his clothes and is still literally selling the stolen items in the middle of the making of this documentary film thing.
Bro, right?
And I was just like, white women can get away with fucking anything, man.
You're
like,
just finding this out?
She's literally sitting there with, like, admitting that she has stolen items. Everyone's like, yeah, that's fine. No crimes here. Go on your way, sis. Sell it off.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like, do you, boo? Yeah,
and
girl,
I'm just like,
slay.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Like, just because you really wanted to and they were a bad person doesn't mean that you just get to crime on them.
Right. Like, yeah. That doesn't make your illegal activity less illegal.
Isn't justice supposed to be blind? I don't understand.
Right? Oh my god.
So ridiculous. I was absolutely stunned. And, like, it's really wild too, because, again, the woman who's selling this, like, she's upper crust in her own way. She's not as upper crust as this guy, but she's upper crust in her own way. And it's just like, the police just don't care. The police are like, whatever, it's your thing.
It's a rich people problem.
It's a rich people
problem.
If
you can afford to lose your money, you don't deserve the money.
Yeah.
That's the vibe that it gives me.
Yeah, honestly.
And it's like, I want to get you, but, like, you're technically in the wrong, my dude. Like, sorry.
Ugh.
So sorry, but here's the other thing, and I said this to you, and I'm gonna say it to our viewers because I wouldn't be keeping it 100 if I didn't. I saw this and it just read to me like, this felt like such a white person problem.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know if it's just more intuition or not, because I don't want to imply that like, if you're white, you have no common sense, because I know that's clearly not true. But like, I looked at the situation and I was like, bro, it would be, you know, they're not going after black women.
Bro, like, honestly, my read of the situation, well, okay, to be fair, partly on this, it happened in Europe, so just...
Right.
Just in terms of, like, statistics, it wasn't likely to be anyone but white women. But even if so, like, the read I got from every single one of these women, and I feel like they're just little peaks, like, oh, I work at high-end clothing, oh, I work here, oh, I do this.
Right.
These are all women who, like, they've never been put in a position to be scammed.
Right.
They just have no experience with this, like, they've just lived insulated lives. They've never developed any kind of quote-unquote street smarts.
Uh-huh.
They don't know what's happening. And, like, it's pretty obvious that he chooses them. It's pretty obvious that his scam... Yeah, it's pretty obvious that the scam this guy was running was looking for women like that. And, like, apparently it was lucrative for a long time.
Bro, he scammed allegedly $10 million from all these different women. $10 million. Like, what? And here's the thing where I have to criticize him as a criminal. Because here's the thing, like, I can drag these women all they want. At the end of the day, like you said, they're still victims. They gave him the money in good faith, assuming everything he said was true. And
as unbelievable as that was, right, yes, that is correct.
You know, and unfortunately found out that that's not the case. And they're now, you know, in the hole.
Yeah, apparently they're still
repaying back.
Yeah, spoilers for the end of the thing or whatever. Yeah, they end up eventually arresting the dude.
Yeah.
He gets kind of a slap on the wrist. They don't really get any of their money back. Guy leaves after like 5 months in prison and is kind of right back to his old jollies.
Yes, he was sentenced to 15 months in prison and only served...
But now he's trying to scam people because, what is it?
He's doing a coaching thing.
He's doing like a business coaching situation.
And charging people $300, I think, for like an hour.
I thought it was $9.
No. You're confusing him with Fresh and Fit, the other scammers. But no, it was like, I don't know, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, he was charging way too much money because this guy does not actually, like, he runs a Ponzi scheme business. Which, honestly, with crypto out now, maybe is actually probably worth the money.
But here's the thing where I have to criticize him as, like, a scammer. Is like, bro, how did you manage to finesse $10 million and you didn't invest none?
That's true.
No Cayman Island fund? No, nothing? Because here's my thing.
Well, as far as we know, maybe he hit it so well it wasn't even recovered in the documentary or whatever.
But here's my thing. If he wasn't so desperate for the few thousands of dollars that these women ended up trapping him for, he could have gotten away and kept doing what he was doing.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. The way that he definitely ended at the end and started to get a little more desperate or whatever definitely kind of shows that. Because if the circle was starting to catch around you and you thought you were starting to get trapped, because that's happened to him before.
Right.
And you had the money to just ditch, why wouldn't you just ditch?
Well, and that's what I'm saying, right? Because it's like, he obviously was like getting it and blowing it immediately. And that makes sense because apparently some of the cards, for example, didn't have his name on it.
Yeah.
You know? But my whole thing is, if you're getting cards that aren't your name, and when I say this, I don't endorse scamming and or fraud in any kind of way, shape, or form. Do not take what I'm suggesting as advice, as it is most likely illegal and you will suffer the appropriate consequences within your jurisdiction, country, whatever.
The lawyers are happy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you have cards that don't have your name on it and you have full access to these cards and you're loaning out XYZ, okay, why aren't you pulling cash? Pull cash, reinvest, put them in a completely different account that you have access to, diversify, reinvest, all this stuff. The fact that he's getting $10,000 one day and spending it the same day and then being like, I have no money. Like, You're a shit scammer.
And what's extra shit about it too is that like we know from the course of the documentary, at one point this girl is like, oh, I gotta get you loans. She's like, I can't. They're not letting me get the loans. And then he's like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, baby. And then like forges her a job.
Yeah.
With massive income, like $90,000 a month
or a paycheck or whatever.
And by the way, the banks are just like, cool. That's it. Banks just like, y'all whatever.
The loan company's like,
all right, looks good to me.
Looks legit. Here's a loan for $25,000.
Bro.
Like, no verification, no nothing.
Nothing.
It's embarrassing, to be honest. But, like, I'm still perplexed. I'm still so incredibly perplexed at the situation. I honestly have no words. Do I suggest watching the Tinder Swindler? Honestly.
Yeah, let's give it a rating out of 10. What's your rating?
If you want to piss yourself off, it's definitely a 12 out of 10 for itching your head. As an actual movie, I would give it probably your rating, a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, like it's the funny thing is like it's decently put together, but I honestly find a lot of the people in the general storyline so unlikable that like it was a little bit hard to watch for me personally.
Yeah, it's really and that's the thing, because when this girl is sitting so smug with herself talking about, oh, I stole these clothes from him and I'm making money so I can get my money back, and she's just sitting there with a smirk on her face.
It's like, bro, the difference between you and the scammer is that the scammer's brave.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, I'm sitting there to myself thinking like, bro, if that was a black woman, you would have heard that she also got arrested.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
For theft. 100%. And it's just like...
And it wouldn't even be because the guy charged her, just because the cops don't like her. Like...
Well, they would have said, oh, you broadcasted your crimes on TV. How, bro. And these are the repercussions for your actions. And I don't want to make it a race thing, but it makes me question if the circumstances were different, would the outcome be different? And I think it would, but that's just me. But overall, I guess I would give it a 4 out of 10. Would I watch it again? Hell no.
No.
This was definitely more of like BuzzFeed article I could have read and gotten the whole gist of what happened.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely, the shout outs to the people who made it, because the way that they kind of like they keep going to a different city and kind of redoing the same plot line like a few times because he's repeating the scam, like,
right.
It's a good way to pad out the playtime for something that you could ultimately like have done a lot quicker.
Yeah, TLDR. It could have definitely been TLDR for sure. They definitely did not phone it out. They definitely padded it up.
Yep.
The timing was very, very beautiful on Netflix's part to have it come out as this man was being charged and arrested. Or not arrested, being convicted for his crimes. I don't know where... Okay. Part of me doesn't even understand the purpose of even this film existing. Because if you're going to tell me that this man scammed a number of women over $10 million and all they have to show for it is some half-sold clothes on eBay and a Netflix documentary that didn't even pay them enough to cover the debt that they're in, what was the point?
Yeah, I want to go be a scammer now. Like apparently all I need is like $20,000 at the start, and then I can just keep on rolling over other people's money, and I get to fly around and go to cool parties all the time. Sounds dope.
Like I'm trying to understand what the point was, because a part of me is like, when they're, you know, at the end of the movies, those based on a true story movies where they give you a small synopsis of what everybody's up to now, like they pointed to one of the girls that had one of the bigger debts, $130,000, and they're like, she's still paying off her debt to this day. And I'm like, so you're telling me, Netflix, you sat there and filmed a whole shit about her and didn't even make a dent into what she's going through for her to expose and embarrass herself on your big platform?
Bro, I'm
sick.
And it's like, isn't the point of justice to get some kind of like payback of some kind. And like, all that happened is this guy went to a minimum security prison for a while and then he came out and nothing happened.
Thank you.
Like, the man basically got away with, like, he stole 10 million. He basically got away with 9 of it.
Yo,
you know, real, like, real, seriously, he was fine.
Point, more like 9.5. Like, at this point, because it's like nobody's getting away with it. The money's not being repaid to anybody, you know, and everybody's profiting off of the idiotness of these women.
Bro, yeah, that's the funny thing is, that's the funny thing too. They're the ones probably profiting the least off of their own scam.
Like, and they're sitting here being like, yeah, see, I put this man in
prison. Yes, queen, boss detective.
For 20 weeks, Nancy Drew realness.
Girl boss detective.
Girl boss Nancy Drew realness, like. And I'm like, bitch, you're still paying for debt until you're going to be 50.
Yeah, bro, you're paying for debt and this guy is literally fucking a model now. Like,
oh my God, that's not even a glow up. It's a glow down. Oh, fuck. Like, I'm Confucius.
Yeah, and in its own special way, the Tinder swindler is like everything wrong with society in one movie. It's like little bit of racism, bit of classism.
Sure.
Little bit of police being inept, little bit of institutions failing.
That's also every day. Like, it's just I'm beside myself. I am bewildered. I don't know. I feel like this if you guys want to watch it for yourself, you're more than welcome to. But like, my personal tips or suggestions, I guess, and like, you know, shout out to my friend Lala, because she already knows what, hey girl, Google your dates. Google your dates. You know, I would say talk to them for an extensively decent amount of time. I'm not telling you to talk to somebody for 3 months and drag it out, but like, talk to them to a point where you feel very comfortable with the person that you know you're going to see if you decide to go on a date. Google them, make sure that, you know, if they're a real person, they'll have multiple social media accounts that make sense with what they do, you know, aside from just a Facebook or Instagram, possibly LinkedIn. If they have a career or a business, they'll have their information on a business page that aligns with information that they've shared with you. If you are going on a date with an individual, tell a friend or a family member, not necessarily what you're doing, but like where you're going. Like, hey, I have a date with, you know, some guy, blah, 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 blah. I used to do that all the time. I would text a girlfriend and be like, hey, girl, I'm going on a date with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. If you don't hear from me in 2-3 hours, please call me, you know, just in case. Because you don't know, at the end of the day, you can prepare yourself as best as you can, but you don't know who you're going out with.
Yeah, and, you know, I definitely feel like, I would say this to a lot of men when they're dating, but I guess we learn from Tinder Swindler that this applies to women too.
Yeah.
It's good to think of ceilings and to be hopeful, but you also got to think of floors, and you got to think about, oh, okay, like if I meet this guy, like, you know, this scammer is a good example. Oh, what if I go on a date with him and it turns out he's actually a billionaire, then think about how my life is going to change, yada, yada, yada. It's great to think about, but you also got to think about, what if this guy turns out to be a scammer? What if he turns out not to be a billionaire? What's going to happen to me?
Right.
And these girls did not do that. They just got caught up on the high. They got caught up on the daydream. They got caught up in the romance.
Mm-hmm.
And now, some of them not even, because again, one of them was like, we're just friends.
Right.
And, you know, they fucking literally signed their lives away. They signed themselves into really crushing debt.
Truly. Well, because the thing that has me like still kind of confused about the situation is like, they're all talking about, oh, he's so charming, he's so this, and like they played voice notes because this guy communicated apparently a lot via WhatsApp, and he was playing notes about him threatening them, like, oh, you don't know what I can do to you, and I can make you disappear, and blah blah blah, and all of this threatening information and whatnot. And I'm just like, what's so charming about him? What's so, like, you know, what's so charming about him? Like, this is your man's? This is your man's that you're going into debt for, threatening to make you disappear and all of this kind of stuff? Like, I just,
I mean, honestly, with all the, and you know what the funny thing is too? I mean, I'm sure they didn't play like all the messages and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But some of the messages this guy's sending was like, you know, 90 Day Fiance, when they're messaging the people that are obviously scammers and they're like, I love you forever. I'm going to give you children.
Oh
like,
my God,
literally,
yes.
Literally those cringe levels of texting back and forth sometimes. Like just... Oh, my princess, thank you. Like,
I feel like if it's too good to be true, just, like, I don't want to say, you know, be pessimistic and that it's not going to happen, but just have an open mind and be a little cautious, because, like, the one thing I'm thankful for, they may have lost a bunch of money, but they didn't lose their lives, thankfully.
Yeah.
And, like, we live in a world where... You know, the concept of human trafficking is very, very, very real.
Yeah.
And it could have been a much worse situation, and thankfully it wasn't. But, like, fuck, that's a lot of money.
I think the lesson to learn is, like, always look for high effort men who will put effort into you and not just lead you on regardless of the tax bracket.
Right.
That's the end of being with this guy. They took you literally on one nice date and one plane ride, and then you just phoned it in for the next 3 months while you gave him money.
For real.
These women were like struggling to get contact with him again. He would they would be like, hey, I sent you money. Where's the money back? And he'd like immediately turn on them and get mad. And for some reason, this wasn't enough to make them leave and red flag.
Because they were desperate to get their money back. That's why he put himself in a position of power now, where it's like, I can treat you however I want because you want something from me, which is your own money.
Yeah, why?
Right? And it's ridiculous. But like, I always sum it up as, and it works for men and women, if he or she wants to, he or she will. If they want to, they will. Which means, like, if they want to take you out somewhere nice and do something nice for you, they will. And even if they're not, you know, this mega billionaire has lots of money, guess what? If somebody's working a regular job, they'll save their money just to take you out on a nice date. Or they'll be creative with it just, again, to make it nice. Like, they will put, the effort will be placed for that person. So it's like, if you're getting, like, blown away by quote unquote fancy restaurants and plane rides, then that just means that you need to love yourself a bit more. You can save up your money, take a plane ride yourself, save up your money, go on a nice dinner date, go out with your girls, go out with your guys, because then that way things like that doesn't fucking impress you.
Yeah.
And you're more clocked in and checked in to the person's character, because anybody can pay for a nice date, anybody can do that, but like, it's like, what matters is how they treat you and their character. Because obviously this guy, yeah, he took them out on a nice date, but like, look what he did. He fucked them over. That nice five-star date cost you $130,000.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Cost him like $2,000. It cost you $100,000.
Like... Bro, not even $2,000. It cost him less than that. Like, Drake was able to rent out a whole stadium to take a girl out for dinner for less than that. That's wild. No, I'm just saying, to put it in perspective, somebody who actually has millions of dollars spent less than that.
Well, and here's the thing too, that leads back to what I was saying, right?
Yeah,
is if this guy actually did have this kind of money, going to a five-star restaurant for a thing and then going on a plane ride is not high effort for this man. If you actually have billions of dollars, that is literally chump change to you. It is not a big deal for him. That is not a big deal to you.
Absolutely.
And these girls are just so, wow.
Well,
the Jimbo, wow.
But for real. And that's why I'm just like, do nice, like, I encourage people in general, do nice things for yourself. So when somebody does something nice for you, you don't have blinders on to what's going on behind the scenes. Like, you can still be impressed, like, oh, that's really thoughtful, that's really kind, this is one of my favorite places, thank you.
You can be impressed by the five-star chef who makes you a great meal. You can be impressed with them, but don't be impressed with a guy just paying for it when it's chump change. You're not impressed with me when I buy you a McChicken, but if I'm working a minimum wage but if I'm working a minimum wage job, it's the same price percentage.
True. Yeah.
I make it, 10 bucks and I buy you a $2 sandwich, that's 20% of my income.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I get that. But I'm just saying, put it this way, it's less thoughtful if you know that, like, a McChicken hurts my belly and you still buy it anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
Even Jesus says that.
But with that being said, Tinder Swindler, man, I don't even know what to say about it. Like, girls, don't embarrass us in these streets. I don't want to fall back to victim blaming, but, like, let's be smarter. You know, there was a thread on Instagram about, like crazy ass things that couples or girlfriends, boyfriends are doing for each other, and then, like, they still got back together, and I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Let's not ignore the red flags, and let's only go when you see green flags. Let's follow traffic. Red flags mean stop. Red lights mean stop. Green lights mean go.
Yeah, and
don't wait for the light to turn green. Wait for the light to actually be green to go.
And remember that you deserve a relationship with peace in it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because a lot of people are just like, oh, they think that they can't do better. They think that better isn't out there or whatever. It's not true.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. For sure.
It might take more work from you than you think it does. Because sometimes a lot of these people, they don't think they're the problem. And the truth is, they're like 3/4 of the problem.
Always. Yeah, for sure.
But you can get there. You deserve it. And you can get there if you put the effort in.
Fair enough. Like, okay, if you want to see a group of white women talk about embarrassing themselves by, you know, hoarding out thousands of dollars to a guy who they thought was a billionaire, then totally watch Tinder Swindler. If you don't want to spend the hour plus listening to that type of story, then definitely find an article online. There's very many that talk about him and his whole story and the whole situation. I personally feel like it could have been just an article. It didn't have to be that all of that, but it definitely had me itching my head.
It definitely elicited an emotion from me very strongly. I could say it was successful in that way, and isn't that the point of all art?
I mean, I guess. But with that being said, make sure you follow the show on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. You know, question, comments, you got smoke. DMs are always open. They stay open. Thank you again for tuning into another episode with us. You will hear from me again next week. Like I said again, I am your host, ola.miss.lola on Instagram.
Yeah.
And thank you, mister, for joining me again.
You're welcome.
With that, have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.